I'm really excited about how everything's turned out. I was just thinking about how warm my heart is feeling today. So great day, great weekend.
The preparation to get to this point, did you have doubts? Did you have apprehensions?
So I did, because we had to cancel 2020, and I just wasn't really sure if our trade show is still relevant. Are people still going to want to come? Are exhibitors still going to want to come? And it's just been such an overwhelming success this weekend. I'm going to sleep very well next week. But as of right now, I'm just really bustling in the excitement of today.
Over a two-day period, at what point did you know that you'd hit it well?
You know what? First thing in the morning when I saw the lineup of people at the door to come in, I was like, all right, we're good. This is going to be awesome. And it is. So I'm so happy with how everything's happened. Yeah.
We're with Brooke Benninger. Last couple of questions about the Hanover Home and Garden Show. How important is the show to commerce and actual community life in Hanover?
You know, it's so important to think that when we live in a small town, we are surrounded by businesses that are willing, ready, and able to help you with all sorts of projects around your home and your own business, your lifestyle, your cottage. There's businesses local to us, and this is the opportunity for you to get out and meet those businesses, because you may not see them in the big, big advertising on TV, etc. So it's super important to come out and meet the people that you can do face-to-face business with, and you're supporting local industry as well. So super important.
Everybody is growing in their communities. Hanover for a long time was we'll say 7,000, and it's going to grow, and Owen Sound's growing, and et cetera, et cetera. How important or how significant is to have a show like this to connect the growth of the community?
You know, I grew up in Hanover. I loved growing up in Hanover, and this is where I choose to raise my kids. So just any opportunity that I can have to run my business in Hanover is very important and significant.
Isn't that great? And I'm sure the wheels are turning, or maybe they'll turn on Tuesday or Wednesday, but when you get thinking about 2024, tell me what you see right now.
Well, I'm trying to think of ways to max out some more space on the floor and in the lobby, and maybe hit upstairs in the arena. I'm trying to think of ways to expand my business, maybe hit up some other trade shows and start trade shows in other areas. But there's definitely ways that I can grow this Hanover one as well and make it even bigger and better next year.
Brooke, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being here.